Gotta give me a second here. We've got a microphone down. I don't know why my microphone's down, but we're gonna switch. We're gonna come to this one. Happy Monday, everybody. This is the way all Mondays start, right? You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM Real Sports Talk. For real sports fans, you can check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ as well, and the website is at 1700 The Champ as well. What else do we have here? Website. Everything's up. Except for today's. I'll get today's up and tomorrow's up. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott tomorrow. Got a lot of stuff going on. Saints, Bucks tonight. That is, I was going to see, just to make sure, that is that conference, right? Where you are looking at, right now, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are 5-6. The Atlanta Falcons are 5-8. The Carolina Panthers are 4-8, and the New Orleans Saints are 4-8. So that's kind of where you're at there. For the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, since Tom Brady's been there, he has not liked playing the New Orleans Saints. He's that before this year, that was the worst games that I think I've seen him play in a while. So pretty crazy. So we have that. Tomorrow we have you and I Toledo. Thursday is Raiders-Rams. That'll be interesting as well. Friday you have you and I versus McNeese State at 6:30. Saturday we have Army-Navy at 1. Sunday Chiefs-Broncos, 2 o'clock pregame with Mitch. Then the 3 o'clock game and the Dolphins at the Chargers. Another huge game for the Miami Dolphins. 7:20 kickoff. That game got flexed into there. And Monday night, you have you and I versus South Florida. Chiefs Kingdom will shift to Wednesday due to you and I. Still at 7 p.m. on Wednesday. And I am out Wednesday and Friday of this week. So you have me Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. So two happy hour sports with Steen and Scott and today. I want to thank the sponsors of the show, Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, Palmer Group, BetMGM, Come and Go, many more to come. We've had a pretty good month of testing out some new sponsors and seeing where we're going to go. So I'm really excited about that as well. A lot of stuff going on in the sports world today. You have transfer portal. You have the Final Four teams. We'll talk about that here in a second too. You have NFL games that happened this weekend. You have baseball free agency starting to kick in. You have great college basketball going on and more to come this week and more to come the week after that. There are so many things to talk about. And we're going to get to all of them. You also have, I'm trying to see, I mean, just to do, I've been kind of tough on Baker Mayfield the last couple of years. And after he got let go by the Carolina Panthers today, I talked about at length, this past weekend with a couple of buddies. We had a Christmas party for our breakfast club on Friday night. We talked about it then, talked about it with the boys this weekend too. The chances of college football coaches jumping to the NFL to take NFL jobs. And I understand that, you know, in the past, that was probably okay because the NFL paid a lot more. It's not the case anymore. When you're seeing some of these coaches leaving different programs and going to other programs, it's not a lack of money. They're getting paid a lot of money to do that. Baker Mayfield had ultimately maybe the worst situation to ever come into the NFL with what was happening with Cleveland while he was there. Once he had Kevin Stefanski come from the Vikings and come to Cleveland, it got better. I think if Baker had to do it all over again, he would have changed his style more than what he did, because he was playing really well and then was trying to make a play and got popped in the shoulder, hurt his shoulder, and he hasn't been the same since. And then to go to the Carolina Panthers, it just wasn't a good situation, and he's going to pay for that. And the part that everybody dislikes the most about Baker is the part that I like the most, is his, just him. And the fact, well, he should have concentrated more on football than he did on all of his commercials. I'm like, come on, guys, these are professional athletes. They concentrate on that all the time. Aaron Rodgers is on commercials all over the place. Now, is Aaron Rodgers a better quarterback than Baker Mayfield? Absolutely. Is Aaron Rodgers in a better situation than Baker Mayfield's been in at any point in time in his career? Absolutely. So there's no comparison there. One of the things I heard today, and let's give some kudos out to our Iowa State brother, Mr. Brock Purdy. Mr. Irrelevant is not. Came in after Jimmy Garoppolo got hurt and led them to a victory. And he's gonna get some time to show people what he can do. It'll be interesting to see what he can do. One of the things I heard today is, well, that'd be a perfect place for Baker Mayfield to go. Why? Why is that a perfect place? Because he's an NFL quarterback, and everything that he's done this year gives him more ability than what Brock Purdy has, who's been in the system the whole entire year. And look good the other day. Is Brock Purdy going to struggle a little bit? Absolutely. They have now. Everybody has game film. Here's the difference for Brock Purdy being the starting quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers. They have a ton of talent. On the offensive side of the ball, that is a ton of talent. I'm glad that he played well. I was very impressed that he played as well as he did. And I hope he continues, because I think that's good. I think the Baker Mayfield thing, it depends on how much money is involved. Who's going to pick him up? You know, there's a bunch of teams that, you know, this not fits. He's definitely not a fit in New England. He's definitely not a fit in Baltimore. None of these AFC North teams. Besides the Browns, he's not a fit. I don't think he's a fit for the Colts. There's just really no. I mean, you have teams that need quarterbacks, but they don't need a quarterback like that. They've already had that type of quarterback. I don't know. I don't know if somebody will pick him up. It wouldn't surprise me. The San Francisco 49ers have to pick up another quarterback. I don't know if it's going to be Baker Mayfield, but the situation does not present itself for Baker Mayfield to go and say, okay, Brock, you're going to have to go, because we're going to let Baker Mayfield come in here and play. That is not going to help the San Francisco 49ers out. Now, it would be interesting to see Baker Mayfield actually play on a team that has a lot of talent. I mean, he had running backs in Cleveland. I don't know what to think of Baker Mayfield. The last thing I'll say on Baker Mayfield is, I don't care anything else. His commercials were funny. He's good at what he does. He's amazing. He's not as good at football as he is at making commercials, but, you know, for whatever reason. But the Carolina Panthers, I don't know what the Carolina Panthers are going to do. It's not a good situation. I don't know. It'll be interesting. We'll talk a lot more NFL coming up. I did want to talk just a little bit about the transfer portal, because you know, when you do this, everybody always wants to come up and wants to talk about it. And I think that's really cool. I mean, that's the reason I do this, because I like to talk sports no matter where it's at. And the majority of it, because of, we're at a point in time right now. So the Iowa Hawkeyes know that the Michigan quarterback is coming. I mean, it's not signed, sealed, and delivered, but they know that. The reason everybody's having as much trouble with the transfer portal as we're having right now is that's the only thing that you're seeing, is you're seeing people go into the transfer portal. You don't know where they're going to go. You really weren't supposed to be having contact. Cade McNamara, he committed really early. I mean, said where he wanted to go. And I get that. If I'm him, I like playing in the Big Ten. I know the Big Ten. The things that he's going to have to worry about right now is he's just not going to have it. He's not walking out of Michigan into another Michigan. Even if Iowa makes changes, they got a ways to go before. I mean, this isn't a snap your finger and you're going to be all good. I mean, you got a lot of things that have to happen for the Iowa Hawkeyes. A few of them, right now, if you're looking at them right off the top, is you got to find wide receivers. You have to be comfortable with your running backs. You have to do something with the offensive line. You have very good defensive players that you're going to have to replace. You don't want to have any more people go in the transfer portal, but I would doubt very much that that's going to be true. I think a lot of people are going to have a lot of people in the transfer portal. And then you have to go out and you have to, you know, one of the things that somebody said to me this weekend, well, he's going from Michigan, where last year he was throwing to some dudes and had offensive line dudes. And I'm like, you know, you don't know until you go. But if I'm a football player and I'm entering into the portal, I'm going somewhere that I understand what they do. I understand what expectations are. And that's how I'm going to decide where I'm going to go. Expectations for Iowa in a bad year would be 7 wins. That would be my expectation. Now, when you do not have divisions anymore and you bring in USC and UCLA, that's when you have to start. Your talent level has to go up, because then you're not going to play Northwestern. And how long is Wisconsin going to be bad? Do they get Wisconsin? Do they come back? Does Luke Fickell make a difference? Does he make that happen? But you don't have what will Matt Rhule do at Nebraska? Here's the one thing that I know that with Matt Rhule, if you're on some message boards, if you're looking at the Nebraska situation, Nebraska has no problem spending money. They're spending money down there right now. They're still upgrading facilities. They're doing all of that. And when everybody here's the bad thing for the University of Iowa Hawkeyes is going to a bowl game, playing Kentucky, Joe Labus, what a great thing to fall in his lap, right? You get to go play, you get to start, and you get to start in a bowl game. Kirk Ferentz is Kirk Ferentz. And there is no, you know Kirk Ferentz, you know what Kirk Ferentz is going to do. He's not doing anything until after the bowl game. If he does stuff starting right now, now, the simple fact that he called Cade up and did some of the things, I agree with David Eicholt. I agree with a lot of the other Iowa people. If he did do that and he did go out of his way to talk to him to get him to come there, that already is a different Kirk Ferentz than the Kirk Ferentz that we all know and love. Because that's just not typically what he does. And if you want to know anything about the transfer portal and you want to know anything about college football, you either are going to learn to use it and to strive in it to get what you want, or you're going to fall behind. If you can't get, and I think it's called Swarm. I I'm not even sure I can think of what Iowa State's is either. But if you don't have your NIL donation system set up, you're way behind. And I don't know if you can make it up. If you can't change the way your offensive scheme and everything changes, you're not getting kids. You have kids that are really good football players that are leaving because of it. You're not getting that same kid or better by keeping it the same. And we're just not going to know. We're not going to know until after the bowl game. If it happens before the bowl game, then we're gonna sit here and we're going to talk about it, because that is a sense that things may change. I got Cyclone stuff to talk about as well. I want to talk about Deion Sanders. I want to talk about some of the other coaches that are moving along. We have so much stuff to talk about. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700s. Join the conversation on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Monday. Got my microphone working again. There we go. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. Right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter, at Steen on Sports and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ as well. 6:30 tonight, so you get the first segment of Zach Geld. He's got a lot to talk about today. He had a busy weekend blowing stuff up. Then you're going to get the Saints at the Bucks. It's a huge game for Tampa Bay. It gives them a couple of game lead. Might be under 500 when they make it into the playoffs, but hey, that's what conferences and divisions and all that is all about. We'll talk about that later today, too. This segment is going to be brought to you by Northwest Bank. Commitment that you can bank on, taking care of your personal business mortgage, agriculture, private banking, wealth management, and insurance needs every day your way. Locations in West Des Moines, 2 in Ankeny, 1 in Ames, 3 locations in Omaha, and many across the northwest side of the state. Northwest Financial Group earns a workplace award for the 8th year in a row from the Des Moines Register. Check out Northwest Bank mobile app for ease of doing banking whenever your phone is in your hand. And after being at the Iowa State game on Sunday and being out and about, everybody's phone is in their hands at all time. Wow. Also take advantage of applying online for loans for Northwest Bank. It makes it easy. If you want to see people, you can go in. You can go to all those locations. You can go in, and they are going to take care of you like your family. That's the commitment that you can bank on. Once again, don't wait to open up an account with Northwest Bank. Member FDIC. I want to say thank you to them. Okay, so hit up on the Hawkeyes a little bit. Listen, we're not, I truly believe, now we may know some kids that are going to go, maybe get some more kids that are going to leave. You're going to find out some of that, you know, if everybody's going to play in the bowl game, you're going to find that out probably here in a little bit too. Changes and philosophy and all that, if it is what Kirk Ferentz normally does at those times, is he's going to wait until after the season. They're going to go through their normal routine, and then they're going to figure stuff out. And a lot of people, I get that. I'm definitely, I mean, I'm pretty set in my ways the way I want to do stuff too. There comes a time and a point where you can't do that anymore. I don't want to be the one that tells them that they're at that point, but it's getting close. If they're not at that point, beyond that point, you have to have something new and infused come in to take away the taste of what happened. And what happened was you're still over 500 going to a bowl game. And that's great. It's just nobody just wants that. That's the fan in everybody. That's the fanatical part of being a fan. And you have to learn to deal with that. It's just been a lot of stuff. And so you got to work all that stuff out. Matt Campbell, on the other hand, he didn't have that same luxury. They did not finish over 500. They are not preparing for a bowl game. And on Friday, he had to do something that he didn't want to do. He had to get rid of not only his offensive coordinator, but a friend. And it's not what anybody ever, ever wants to do. It just, it's not. Nobody wants to do that. And it's difficult, and we all understand that it was difficult, but it had to be done. I mean, I don't think that there was anything else that they could have done to make that go away, make it better, none of that. And he did not want to have to replace Tom Manning. It's never easy, right? That's the part of everything that you go through, everything that you do. You just don't want to have to do that. And I understand that. The strength and conditioning coach and all of that, I'm not quite sure if I understand all of that. Maybe they weren't happy with the way things were working. I could see that. You always have people that, it's one of the biggest things. Your weightlifting program and your, workouts and everything, how you eat, how you do every single thing that you do is one of the most important things that people look at when they're looking at places that when you're not playing well, that you try to figure out what you can do to get better. And that's what Matt Campbell is doing now. Now, for the good of everything else, You're keeping one of your coaches in place. You're gonna upgrade him. You're gonna put him into offensive coordinator, and I think that's a really smart idea, and I think it's something that should have been done. It probably should have been done probably even quicker than it was. But it's just the way stuff gets handled. And you're always going to have to find the reasons that you're doing the things that you're doing with your program. There were people last year that even after you get 7 wins, you get to go to a bowl game, but there were people that are upset because expectations, and that's the bad thing about all of this, is it's not the coaching staffs that are putting the expectations out there. I think we all understand that. If you don't understand that, then you're probably, maybe you're not as big a fan as what you thought you were. Because that's the one thing, and I will tell you this, that Kirk Ferentz is a master at stuff like that. He is just a master. And I think Matt Campbell struggled. He has Neil Shilhaus to be his next offensive coordinator. He's an up-and-coming, young, vibrant mind, and maybe that was some of the back and forth between him and Tom Manning. Maybe it wasn't good, and you throw Matt Campbell in, so you have a triangle there. Maybe it just wasn't working. You have to try something new. They're going to have to do the same thing. Iowa State is going through the same thing that the University of Iowa is going through right now. You have people that are jumping in the transfer portal. They're important people. You're going to have to replace them. You're going to have to go out and you're going to have to find somebody. Now, the interesting thing is, the first thing you want to do is you want to keep your recruits coming in. That's for both squads. And for me, that means J.J. Cole. J.J. Cole has to believe that if he comes there, he's coming to an offense that's going to be a fit for him. I think after watching Brock Purdy play, he's like, listen, I play a lot like that. I don't play a lot like Hunter Deckers. And that doesn't mean that Hunter Deckers is going to get beat out. It doesn't mean any of that. It doesn't mean that I want somebody to come compete against Hunter Deckers. But after the season that we just had, and after the season that Hunter just had, whoever's fault that is, if you have somebody that's out there in the transfer portal, and I'll tell you one that I saw out there, and it was the first one. I mean, I'd seen a bunch of them. And it was the first one that I had actually shot a picture of and talked about. And it's Spencer Sanders from Oklahoma State, the quarterback that came in and in the last few seconds beat us to, you know, keep us away from maybe a 500 season and getting to a bowl game. He's a four-year starter. He's in the Big 12. He knows the Big 12. He's a good quarterback. I mean, you have to look at things like that. You have to look at running back. Gavin Williams went into the transfer portal from the University of Iowa. And I know this will make my Iowa. Gavin Williams fits the way that we want people to play at running back. Now, are you going to come across state and do that? It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen very often. But it's not far from home for him. I don't know what's going to happen. But you have issues at running back. You have issues at wide receiver. We have issues at line. We have a bunch of defensive players that we have to replace. So it's a long season for Matt Campbell. Now he has a long offseason that not only do you have to keep the status quo of what you have, what you've already had some. I mean, Shaw Jr., that one kind of upset me today. I thought, okay, now he gets to come back. He gets to be the guy in the room, right? You get to be the leader, just like X was and just like people before him. And he opted out. But I think there was frustration. And if there's frustration with these young athletes anymore, they're not going to put up with being frustrated. And you can't, for all the people today that have said, transfer portal's too much. It's not right. It's wrong. The season's been over for no more than 2 weeks, and you've already had 7, 8, maybe 9 coaching changes. If you've listened to this show, you know what my feelings are. If you do not limit coaches from leaving their programs after just signing a contract, after just signing the recruiting class, and then they bolt, you can't hold that over the kids. As much as I think Iowa City and Ames are beautiful, these kids are not coming to Iowa State and Iowa because the campuses are great. It snows here, folks. It's not great some of the times. They came here to play for football coaches that recruited them. 9 times out of 10, that's not Matt Campbell and Kirk Ferentz. They're staying. They're coming to the program for people that were on the coaching staff that came and did the recruiting. Head coaches are closers. Staff are recruiters. So Iowa State making some moves. I do not know, and I guess this was kind of where I was heading before we had to take a commercial break. One of the biggest things that I tell college football coaches anymore, before you step foot in the NFL, you better have a quarterback. You better have a quarterback that can win you games when you don't have the best stuff. You got to get 17 games. You got to get to 9 wins. To get into the playoffs on a normal year, you're going to have to get to 9 wins. You can't do it if you don't have a quarterback. I could go through this list right now and show you everybody that does not have a chance to be in the playoffs, and it's because most of them do not have a high-level quarterback, or they don't even have a quarterback situation. They don't even have hope. They're looking for hope, and that hope's not coming in this next year's draft. It's not a great class of quarterbacks. Now, you can have that surprise, but it's not a great class of quarterbacks. That's the same thing with college coaches. One of the most important positions that you can have is a strength and conditioning coach. And for some reason, the strength and conditioning coach got let go. Either they didn't like the plans, they didn't like the process, they didn't like the results, or they didn't like the injuries, or they didn't like a lot of things. Because that's not an easy position to fill, and that's not an easy position that you want to get rid of if they're doing a good job. You want to try everything humanly possible to keep them. Matt Campbell's at a very difficult time right now. The Big 12's not getting easier, at least not for the next couple of years. Not that, you know, this whole, everybody's like, well, Texas and Oklahoma are leaving. Texas and Oklahoma have not, I mean, if you really look at it and you look towards the future, are they really the most reliable thing that's in the Big 12? Do you really think that right now, the way that those two teams are playing, they're going to walk into the SEC and finish any better than they are in the Big 12? I don't think so. I'm also not one of those, and we're going to get to the whole the way they did the playoffs, which I'll just give you a preview right now. I think what the college football playoff committee did, I thought was spot on. Do I have some disagreements with some of the things beyond the top four? Absolutely. Am I going to sit here and rip a little bit on Nick Saban? I don't want to, because my buddy, Mr. John Walling, is an Alabama fan, but I'm going to slap him a little bit, and then I'm going to say that he also deserves a ton of respect. So we'll see if that keeps me in the good graces of Coach Walling. You are listening to Scene on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM, real sports talk for real sports fans. So much to talk about. We'll be right back.
But also has high blood pressure. That's why I got him Vicks DayQuil.
From the capital city, it's Steve on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Monday. Last segment already this Monday. Holy buckets. You're listening to Steve on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at Scene on Sports or at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well. Tonight, you're going to get Saints and Bucks. Tomorrow, we get you and I versus Toledo, 7 o'clock pregame. And then Thursday night, Raiders at the Rams. Pay attention to that game. Watch it on Amazon. Not a bad game for Amazon. See how many Raider fans are there over Rams fans. I think that's going to be incredibly big. Incredibly big. So we'll see what happens there. This segment is going to be brought to you by Palmer Group, an employee-owned company providing employment services since 1998. Finding a job has always been challenging, but in 2022, 2023 is now even more daunting. Palmer Group was founded to change the dynamic and the focus, to focus both on the clients and the candidates, to make people's lives better and to find people the right fit in jobs. The company's motto of getting candidates and companies on the same page to make things happen has never been more important or challenging. Currently, over 300 jobs are open on their website at thepalmergroup.com. They have jobs in accounting, finance, admin, customer service, manufacturing, information technology, and mortgage and banking, keeping both staff and candidates very busy. Check out their website and find out what Palmer Group can do for you. One more, just a community service here for all of you parents that are listening, for some of these college kids that I know listen to the show. If you don't have a job yet, if you don't have a job lined up, or you don't have a resume lined up, or you haven't practiced if you're out walking or you're out running or you're out exercising or you're just sitting around, if you haven't practiced answering questions that you think you're going to get, you're not prepared to go get a job. There's a lot of people looking for a lot of workers, and you better be ready to go from day one to make that happen. And Palmer Group will help you help yourself to be that young man or young woman to come in and knock an interview out. There have been a lot of times and situations in my life that I've seen the most talented person for a job not get a job because they underperformed in an interview. And I've seen some of the people that we thought no way come in and overachieve during a job interview and get a job. So understand the importance. Understand the reason these questions are asked. Understand just going in and understanding the questions that could be asked and understanding not what your answer is going to be, but what are they looking for? That's things they're going to help you with. I mean, I may ask a question about point A and point B, but I'm looking to see if you're willing to stretch yourself to get to C without me asking. Or if I ask you a question about A and B, and I really deep down inside want to understand if you think A is more important or B is more important, because in my eyes, I know who I want. And you have to be able to pick that up. Man, those interviews, it is no different. If you go unprepared for some of your first interviews, or you don't have an updated resume, or you don't have a resume that looks professional and has everything on that you know needs to be on there, it's no different than not practicing for the big game or any of that. That's what this is all about. Palmer Group does a phenomenal job, and you should be using them right now. I have a son. He is on dead week right now. He did his last presentation. All he has is his finals. And he has, as soon as those are done, he gets to come home for the holidays, and he goes back for his last semester. And his mom and myself and his brothers are going to harp on him every day. Practice answering these questions. Understand what you need to do. Understand what they're looking for. Do a deep dive on the person that you're going to interview with. Do a deep dive on the company that you're going with. They'll help you do all these things. Use them. Palmer Group. Love having them as part of this program. Hoping for a renewed just relationship and going to the next level next year is the point that we're at right now with Palmer Group and Steen on Sports and Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. That's kind of where we're heading, and I like where we're heading. Oh, okay, so I took care of those. I'm going to finish up on Iowa State. It's a very important time for Matt Campbell. Since break, you had a young defensive player, Reginald Bracey II, entering the portal for Iowa, and I just saw another. I thought I saw another Iowa State one as well. So if you don't think this is the lay of the land, it definitely is the lay of the land. It's the way it's going to be. It's not going to change. It'll probably get worse before it gets better. The other thing that you're going to see right now is, you are going to see people like Jackson Smith and Nijabi from Ohio State's not going to play in the playoffs, doesn't want to get hurt. You've had some other ones today that have announced that Not that they're going into the transfer portal, but they're just not going to play in bowl games right now. And I think that might happen more than we want that to happen. Do I like that part of it? Probably not. I wish they would play. You can't make them play. I would like to see them play in the bowl games to do that last thing. But if you're getting ready for the draft, I understand that as well. I mean, that's what they want for their future, or you're just done. I've heard of that before as well. Saw a couple of this is for Brock Purdy out there, for all of us Iowa State fans that were huge Brock Purdy fans. Dan Orlovsky, I saw him. I was watching him on Twitter, and he was saying that even though not highly drafted, was Mr. Irrelevant, which makes absolutely no sense to me. I don't know what that, Mr. Irrelevant is, somebody who didn't get drafted, not the last person to get drafted. But whatever. He said this isn't somebody that doesn't understand the game of football, and it isn't somebody that doesn't know how to play the position, because he showed on two different times coming in cold where he is understanding coverages and looking off players to get his players open. There are times that people say the biggest thing that Jimmy Garoppolo has is his ability to not be able to do that. The thing that everybody loves about Jimmy Garoppolo is he throws a beautiful ball. He drops a beautiful ball into you. That's the part that everybody loves about him. But it doesn't always work the way that you think it's going to work. So I'm very excited to see what Brock Purdy does. I don't think that they're going to go. The San Francisco 49ers have to go out and find another quarterback. I don't think it's going to be Baker Mayfield. It's probably too much money. I don't know how much money that Carolina had to pay him. Maybe not a good fit and hasn't worked in a West Coast offense or the type of offense that's there. I mean, that's a particular part of it that makes this happen as well. But I think that I thought it was really when he came in, he kept that game. That's a good Miami team. Scott, if he was here, he would say, you know, that this. Once you see that Jimmy Garoppolo goes down, Scott was torn just as much as everybody else, because he's a Miami Dolphin fan and he's a Brock Purdy fan and he's an Iowa State fan, and he struggled. I think that deep down inside, he'd rather have a Miami Dolphins win than Brock Purdy playing well in his first game for the NFL, and he gets a start in the NFL, and that's so exciting for him. We still have so much time. We still have so much to talk about. I got 30 seconds here. Baseball. Let me see if Trey Turner. I'm a huge Trey Turner fan. I heard of all people, Trey Turner went to the Philadelphia Phillies today. Did they sign him to a lot of money? And he's probably not going to earn all that money because he's not going to be as good 6 years from now. Probably the Philadelphia Phillies need as many character guys as they can get. And they need to get that team atmosphere. Trey Turner is one of the best teammates that you could ever appear. Andrew Perloff's like, why are they sending for that much money? He's a great teammate. He's going to your Phillies. Perloff, come on. Called him out on Twitter for not having his Phillies back. Wow. When you can get a shortstop, and he's the best slider in Major League Baseball. And he's just a great guy. I mean, that's what you want on your football team. All right, when we come back, we're going to be talking about the college football playoff and all the bowl games. We'll go through all that. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM.